If you are a person who has not yet been to DC to visit and to like really experience and take in the history of the monuments and the museums and the archives in particular, do it now.
If you feel like you want to rewrite history, you can do that nowadays just based on feels, right?
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Common sense? You know, I think we should start this week's podcast, this week's deep dive with the state that, you know, for tree-hugging, peace-loving liberals, like liberal progressives, they sure like to wage war on a lot of things. They're very, very unhappy. They're joyless people. And they like to wage war on so many things. Like if they don't like something, they want to wage war against it. They don't want you to have that thing either. And I feel like there's just constant wars going on. It's kind of like, remember like the whole Christmas thing, you know, there's like the war on Christmas. And now it's like this war on history. Like it's, yeah. You know, they feel owie about certain things. And I'm owie about that one thing. And, you know, like, I don't like George Washington. You know, I think George Washington, the founders, make me feel owie. And so I want them gone. I want them completely erased from history. This is what we're seeing, you know, with the freaking founders of our country. I mean, stuff like,
I know,
Christopher Columbus, you know, owie. And so they want Christopher Columbus erased. So this is the kind of stuff that history is being erased.
It's all revisionist nonsense.
Right.
But you know what they cannot do is they cannot erase the awesomeness of MyPillow products. They can try, but they can't. They cannot erase it. By the way, you're going to love this email that we got from the Skellies, from Kevin, Emily, and Phineas. They wrote, "Dear Mock and Daisy, we just received our first order from MyPillow. And since it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon," they wrote this back on June 18th. "I haven't been in the sheets or used the pillows yet. However, my kids were using one of our new MyPillows on the couch. And when they left to go play, one of our Great Danes, Finn, snuggled up with it. And I got the cutest picture. I know Daisy has Danes too. So I wanted to share. Might have to get a dog bed next. Love you guys. Keep up the morale. We need it."
Oh my gosh. I thought that the letter was going to say we all were passed out on the pillows at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which would not surprise me at all.
That probably happened later that day.
I was going to say, yeah, they need a dog pillow. Danes can fit on those dog pillows because they can curl up in their little like Dane balls, you know, they can.
Is there ever really a little Dane ball? Is that really?
No, no. They can fold easily for storage.
Well, you too can get amazing products, including the Squeezy Fur Kitten Technology slippers or moccasins that MyPillow has. You can get discounts on all of their products if you use code CHICKS when you call 800-875-0513 or when you go to MyPillow.com. So listen, Mike Lindell just turned 60. It was just his birthday over the weekend. So now is a great time to show your support of MyPillow, of Mike Lindell, of his birthday. Get yourself some stuff with our code CHICKS.
Definitely do it.
All right. So back to revisionist history. What are liberals mad at today?
Well, I mean, I know that this weekend, you and I have both experienced some museum revisionist history. And one of the things that I experienced this weekend is I went to the Texas Museum, like the museum of, you know, here's the state Museum of Texas is what it was. And I'm probably not saying the right, you know, phrase of what it is, but it's the Bullock Museum is what it is. It's in Austin. And you go there and you learn about the state, blah, blah, blah. And they have like a little exhibit on, you know, the Alamo. And so I was like, well, this is really cool, you know, because we're going to be going to San Antonio for my birthday in August. And so I love, you know, seeing the Alamo. I get to show my daughter the Alamo for the first time. And my husband, when we went through this like little exhibit that was in the State Museum, my husband was like, hey, did you hear about these three guys that wrote this book? And it's called Forget the Alamo. Instead of Remember the Alamo, it's called Forget the Alamo. And I'm like, no, I didn't hear about this. He goes, yeah, it's like a really big deal now. It's kind of like a movement that's been happening in Texas where they're rewriting the history of the Alamo. And they have invited them to this museum in Austin to speak. And, you know, I think what concerns me is that, you know, that a lot of these museums are run by liberals. And so no telling what the exhibit will look like in the next year, 2 years, 5 years, because these guys have, because it is not just a book. It is just like what he said. It's a movement to change history because they're so owing about the Alamos. They feel owing about it, you know? So they're rewriting history about the Alamo. And I just, the whole, it bothers me. So I heard that and I was like, okay, this is bothersome to me. Like, I don't like this. And there are a lot of people in Texas that don't like it. You know, they're really irritated about this. It doesn't matter because, you know, if you feel like you want to rewrite history, you can do that nowadays just based on feels, right? So that's happening. And then you were telling me about the archives. And
yeah. So if you have, if you are a person who has not yet been to DC to visit and to like really experience and take in the history of the monuments and the museums and the archives, in particular, do it now because I don't know what things are going to look like a year from now. It's that scary what's happening. So behind the scenes for I don't even know how long, apparently the National Archives have had an anti-racism task force working to figure out how they can be not as racist as they apparently think they are. And so now that the task force has met and done its work, they have released a 100-plus page report on their findings. And their findings include dissatisfaction with the archives rotunda, because in the rotunda is where you see the paintings of our founders, the people who started America. And right. They believe that those paintings present our founders of the country in too positive of a light, and they can't have that. So to counterbalance it, they are suggesting a couple of things. First, they want trigger warnings on all of the documents in the archive, like the Declaration of Independence, our Constitution. You can't have that stuff just around willy-nilly without offending people or making sure that they know they could potentially be offended. So they want trigger warnings. And then they want interpretive dance and performative art exhibits featured at the archives.
What does that even look like? What does that even look like? A bunch of weirdos dancing in front of the documents? I'd be like, because I mean, like, here's, that would annoy the shit out of me. I would be like, get out of, wouldn't that annoy you?
Oh my God.
I seriously,
yes,
I feel like I'm
it would be ridiculous.
Because it's like a quiet place, you know, like temperature control, quiet, dark. You're reflecting like, God, this is like the magnitude of that place. You're in there. You're sort of, it's like a, it's a solemn place. And then you got these yahoos dancing. Like, you, I'd be like, can you just go away? Like, what are you doing? Are you having a seizure? What is your problem?
I know. Like, it's so dumb. Like the whole idea of it.
That is just, oh my God. Like so... It's so liberal, progressive, stupid. Oh my God, the stupid level of this is. I can't be the only one. Like, there are times where I think that we're being punked because this is just beyond ridiculous at this point. Interpretive dance for what? And if you need a trigger warning for the Declaration of Independence, you need serious help. Like,
maybe just don't go. How about you just don't go into the archives? How about that?
That's catch me outside. Catch me all the way outside. Definitely.
Like, how about if you're triggered by the actual history of our country, that you just don't visit the archives and let the rest of normal people who do want to see those documents up close and personal, let us enjoy them in peace and get just go away.
Or maybe move out of the country. Find another country to live in. I mean, I know that people are going to be like, Daisy, that's so insensitive. But if you're so triggered by this country and that, and if the declaration, that document triggers you so hard, I can think of so many other countries that you can live in. Try China, you know, try Venezuela, try that. You know what I mean? Just try it there for a while. Just try it. See how it works out for you, you know? I mean, seriously, how sick of you are of this crap? I'm so sick of this crap.
It's just endless. It's, and when I think about what could potentially, because, you know, these people are so powerful. They're the squeakiest wheels. They get all the attention, and they're
right.
You've seen it over the past 2 years, how much change they've been able to manage.
Right.
And when I think about the impact that this could literally have on something as sacred as the National Archives, it's really upsetting, because I know that the times that I've been there, it's my favorite place to visit, because there's yeah. something about being in there and looking at the actual parchment that our founders signed. You know what I mean?
With their hands.
Like, I always cry. I get super weepy right. and emotional about
right.
it. And I just cannot imagine someone being triggered or offended in any way by what is, without exception, the greatest country on the planet.
It's like, those are the documents that they signed with their hands, and you're in the
yeah.
presence of those documents. And like, and you should be grateful to be in the presence of those documents, because you are living free to be able to be in the presence of those documents, because they have given you they're the ones who gave you the opportunity to be in this country. They created it. They are the founders. Like, how can you not understand that? Do you not understand the reverence of that, you jerk? Like, just, oh my God, it just drives me crazy. And then now it's like people just want to destroy everything. They want to destroy every trace of the founders. They want to destroy every statue of the founders. They want to destroy every bit of history. They want to just tear it down and rewrite it. And I don't know why they want to do this. Why do they want it? Why? What is the outcome when that happens? Because, you know, when I think about all the bad things, or all the things just in general that progressives want to do, I always think of, what is the outcome? You know, like when I think of all the socialist crap that they do, what's
yeah.
the outcome? Like, ultimately, what is the end result? Okay, well, what's the end result of all of this revisionist rewriting history? What's the end result? What is it that
well,
you're
going to get?
We've
seen it play out in history over and over and over again, and yet these people just don't learn. And so one of the immediate results is that we now have statues of George Floyd, and that's okay. Like, we're supposed to erect statues of a criminal, essentially, and yet tear
right.
down statues that represent other parts of history. So you can't have it both ways. Like, you either believe in statues, even of people with all of their faults, because George Floyd had plenty of them. So if he had flaws and faults, why do we have a tribute to him? Because as I understand
right.
it from progressives, we have to tear down any statue of anyone who ever had a fault ever. So
right. It's a great
point. What are we doing?
But I think you hit it on the head, because you're talking about these people are, you know, tearing stuff down, and it's like they don't know history, Mock. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're saying, well, I mean, they just don't learn. Well, they don't learn because they were never taught the history in the first place to even know. All they hear is America bad, America bad, America bad, because this is
yeah.
what has been taught to them in our school systems, which are just a big pile of crap right now.
My God.
You know, after years of us thinking, okay, listen, I mean, as a parent, a lot of us have been completely complacent over the past, 20, 30 years, thinking, oh, everything's fine. Right. And now a lot of us are waking up going, holy crap. And liberals have, frankly, they've taken over, and they've gotten in there, and they've, you know, they've gotten their hands on stuff. And, you know, a lot of conservatives, it's to our own detriment. We've allowed it because we've just sort of turned a blind eye, thinking we've been very trusting, and we thought everything is fine in our schools. It's not fine, you know, and kids are not being taught history the way that history actually was, or just they're not being taught history at all. And
not anymore.
So what's right. And so what's happening is that these kids are instead being taught, you know, America is just this evil place. So, of course, what are they going to do? Well, the first instinct that they're going to have is they're going to get out of school, or they're going to be in school, and they're going to be like, well, we got to destroy all of these monuments. We have to destroy everything. We have to tear things down. We have to rewrite history. America's bad, you know?
Yeah.
And the founders are bad, and all of this stuff is bad. And, you know, George Floyd is good. America bad, you know? This is what they're going to think, because this is what they've been taught.
Well, if I get back to D.C. in the next year, I mean, I guess the only good thing is that I know my skin is going to look amazing, because I use products by Chamonix.
It's Chamonix. I love Chamonix. Yeah, I've been using their. I love their that XV cream that you get. I love
yes.
the XV cream. I love their serum. Their serum is fantastic. You got me hooked on their microdermabrasion. That stuff is so fantastic.
Isn't it the greatest?
Oh my
Doesn't
God, I love it.
It smells amazing.
It does. It smells. It's like being in a spa. But I love it because I have super sensitive skin, and I'm not really one to use microdermabrasion anything, and I use it, and it's really fine for sensitive skin too. It's fantastic. Every part of their line is like liquid gold, but the serum is like good stuff, you guys. It's all amazing.
It lasts and lasts and lasts.
It really
does. You only need like the teeny tiniest drop, and it just goes all over your face. And so GenuCell, which is a line in the Chamonix line of products, GenuCell is their line, and it's GenuCell. They're the ones that have the plant stem cell therapy ingredients, like the special ingredients in their products. And so they've got the special instant effects eye cream if you get bags under your eyes, and you can see results as soon as you put it on, basically. Amazing. Yeah. And right now is an amazing time to try out a package from GenuCell, because right now you can get 50% off their packages, and you can only get that if you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks. So you want to do that, because this is a brand new promotion that they're doing. I don't know how long it's going to last. So you need to get on the stick. And there's a couple different kinds of packages. They've got the most popular products package. They've got the spa package. But when you go to the lovegenucell.com/chicks, you'll see the different packages that they offer. And you cannot lose. No matter what your preference is in packages, you're going to be blown away. Blown away.
Yeah. It's made such a difference in my skin. I love it.
Right?
Yeah. It's awesome stuff.
You know, the left's insistence on revising history and just hating our country. And now we're seeing the results in it. Even when it comes to the Olympics, you saw this Gwen Berry hammer thrower chick, right, who like turned away from the flag during the anthem and has just been such a complete beast about it. Uh-huh. And I heard Jen Psaki respond to a question about that. They were like, I think it was even Peter Doocy who said, what does Joe Biden think about Gwen Berry, you know, basically her disrespect towards the anthem? And she said, and I will say, I didn't disagree with her, but she basically said the national anthem represents a country whose, you know, one of the foundational principles of it is the freedom of speech and the right to protest. And she was exercising her right to protest, which is as American as you can possibly be. And I hear that, accept that. To me, I'm angry at her because she's just a monster, right? Like, she's just an idiot. She's an America-hating fool. But I'm more angry at the Olympic Committee, who is not just saying, if you want to represent America, here are some basic rules. You put your hand on your heart when the national anthem plays, and you look at the flag, period.
Right.
And if you can't do that basic thing, you're not going to participate. Why is this hard?
Right. It isn't hard. But I mean, I think nowadays people, including the Olympic Committee, they're afraid to say, do the things. You know, nobody has the balls anymore to say that. Has the balls anymore to say, you know what, respect your country. Just respect your what is wrong with saying, you know, just respect your country, the country that gave you the opportunities that you have, the opportunity that you have now where you're standing and you're doing what you're doing, especially as a woman. You know, like I don't know how many times I've said this, like on the air, wherever, but I don't want to say the luxuries that were afforded, the opportunities that I've been given in my life. I mean, I thank God every day that I live in this country. I make sure that my daughter understands that, because I'm like, you know, if you lived in Saudi Arabia, your life would be completely different. I make sure that she understands that. I mean, be thankful to God that you live in this country, that you're an American girl and that you will be an American woman, because your life would have been drastically different had you not been born American. So just know that. And I think it's lost on so many of these, kids or young people nowadays. They take it for granted. They so take it for granted. I mean, you don't take it for granted because your parents came here from Poland. So your perspective is totally different than a lot of these people now. You know, my perspective is just what I was raised to understand, and that is be grateful that you're an American. Yeah. It's so lost on people. And so I look at these Olympians and people like her, and I'm just like, what is wrong with you? Like, you have achieved so much. And granted, I know you worked hard and everything, but would you have had the same opportunities someplace else? Would you?
And it just sucks for the Olympics as a whole, because that used to be a chance for everybody to come together and root for America.
Right.
And when you see someone who's like flagrantly turning her back
right.
on the flag and acting as though she hates the very country she's there to represent,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I don't want her to win anything. I don't want her to represent us.
She can suck it. And frankly, just like all this revisionist history stuff, it's so trendy. Like I bugger off. You know what I mean? You're
yeah.
not original. You know, you're not original at all. It's like you're just like everybody else. You're just like every stupid celebrity and all these stupid NBA players. I feel like everybody, all these people are just noise. It's just like
yeah.
me, I'm standing up. I'm speaking out against America. Look at me. Look how cool I am. You're not cool. You're not cool at all. You just,
no.
you know, you just look like a punk. And I have no time for that. I mean, seriously. I just don't.
God.
And so it's like,
just,
it's not
I'm
original.
I'm so angry about that whole thing. I'm so angry about
yeah.
it. Because I'm just,
right.
especially for the Olympics. I just remember how you felt watching like the 1984 men's gymnastics team?
Right.
And like how they bawled, right? They
right.
bawled
mm-hmm.
as they were singing the national anthem. Because
right.
they love their country so much.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, you just don't see that anymore.
Right. And like back, what was it? Was it 80 when we beat Russia in hockey? Remember that? Was it 1980?
The miracle.
Right. And that was just
miracle.
Like everything. It was everything. And we were kids back then. Right.
Yeah.
And so we had such
yeah.
that was when we looked at our country. We were just like, oh, my gosh, America's awesome. You know. Right. And it was before Reagan, right before Reagan ran. And it was the 80s were like. I mean, the 80s,
yeah.
right? And now it's just, it's so different now. I mean, kids just are, they are taught to believe that this country is the worst thing ever. And it breaks my heart. And it's what you learn. You know, it is a learned thing. And you know that chick learned that somewhere. She learned it somewhere. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, she seems to be pretty successful. She seems to have a pretty good life. You know, I mean, it's... I don't feel like things aren't bad for her, are they? I mean, are they? I feel
no.
like she's achieved some pretty amazing things. I mean, good for her for achieving amazing things. So where is the gratitude and the graciousness? You know what I mean? Where
yeah.
where is that?
We need to talk about an amazing new sponsor that we have, fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks. You guys, oh my God, so excited. I know nothing about plants or trees, or I don't have green thumbs. I'm the worst at it. Don't know how to landscape at all. But this website makes it so easy to beautify your yard or your patio, or even if you want just indoor plants. You don't have to do any thinking because, as you know, that's a lot of work. And so I like going to fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks and saying, okay, this is the part of the country I live in. I'm either looking for color or like something that provides fruit, or maybe I want privacy. And it will literally tell me, I don't have to think about it all. It'll say, based on what you want and where you are, here are the things that will grow best in your
right.
area. And
mm-hmm.
then they ship it off to you in like 1 to 2 days, and things grow super fast. And it's freaking amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty great. They're ready to go. So you can like, and then you can say, okay, I want it to be like 1 to 2 feet high. I want it to be 4 to 5 feet high, whatever. You can like kind of pick your height and all that kind of stuff. And they
yeah.
just ship it to you. Kind of like Mark said, it's like super fast. It's really awesome. I'm probably going to get, I'm just ordering today. I'm probably going to get rose bushes, which I never
same.
Have ordered roses. It's so funny. We're getting the same thing. I was going to get privacy bushes, but I'm just not quite ready because, you know, I don't know. I think I was not.
Well, your house isn't built yet.
My house isn't built yet, and it won't be built for 6 months. And so we're just not ready to get those. So we'll get those in like 6 months. But right now we have this place in the front. I'm going to get some rose bushes and see how I do with those. Oh my God, I'm a little scared because I've never had roses in my life in my yard. So I'm very excited. It's kind of neat because it encourages you to be sort of like horticulture-y, you know?
Right?
Cool.
I feel very,
yeah.
like I can see my thumbs getting greener.
It's really, really cool. So you guys, it's fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks. And now through July 31st is when you can, you know, get all things. So it's really, it's really,
well, and you
really
can
cool
get 15% site. Off
15%
through the 31st
off, yes.
of July if you go to that
right.
specific site, fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks. 15% off through the 31st of July. So do it right now because you can get
15%.
Some good
yeah,
stuff.
15% is a lot. And this is the time for a lot of people to like get outside. It's really pretty, you know, plant some stuff. So it's really
yeah.
cool. It's a cool site.
I'm so
very excited to have
it.
Them on board. Yes, it's very cool.
We also got a very lovely review from CES1995 on the Apple iTunes podcast platform. They left us a really lovely comment. They said in the subject line, love the chicks. And then they wrote, I'm 26 and used to have no interest in politics. My uncle introduced you girls to me and I have been listening every day since. Love you chicks and have learned so much from you guys. Thank you for all you do. And man, if there is anything, there's very little that makes me feel better than when a young person like that reaches out. Yeah. And I feel like we are having an impact on them. It's the
26-year-olds. The 26-year-olds are like, that's, we get really, really excited about that. That's awesome. That is really great. Thank you for listening. Yeah.
Yes.
That is really great.
Hope you keep listening.
That is awesome.
All right,
okay.
Tell everybody where they can find us.
You guys can find us, first and foremost, go to chicksonroad.com. That is like the mothership of where you can find all chicks things. And then beyond that, we're on all the social media platforms. Twitter at chicksonroad, Instagram at chicksonroad, Parlor at chicksonroad. Are we on Rumble?
Rumble, yes.
Are we on
the same address?
Rumble. Yes, we're on Rumble. I don't even know what that is, but we're on it at chicksonroad. And then we're on all the social media platforms. And then Facebook, we have like a gajillion places on Facebook where you can find us. There's a regular page, the Chicks on the Right page. And then we have an insiders group, which is really great. It's like it's troll free. It has like a little bit of a fee for it. But it's a fantastic, I mean, a mega fantastic group of people that we do
special content
for.
Yeah.
Right. I was going to say, we do special content for those people every so often. And we interact with them a little bit more. And then we also have a Chicks on the Right group on Facebook. And then what other place? Is that it for
our YouTube channel? Is the Mock and Daisy show. So if you're looking to join the tailgate crew, the people that chat right before we go live every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, there's a whole group of people that is able to chat on that video as it's waiting to start. And they are fantastic too. Love our tailgaters.
Find us in all the places. And until next week, you guys have a fantastic week.
Republicans block the Democrats' horrible elections bill, Joe Biden fumbles through another fact-free gun control rant, and more freedoms die in Hong Kong while the world just yawns. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives and try to inject some humor into the daily insanity. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.